Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
It was a music-filled weekend for the members of the Preston and Steve Show. Casey went to three nights of Phish performances in Camden. Marissa went to the Warped Tour. And I had a stunning one-night engagement.
Yeah.
Debut of the band that I joined, Saint, and we played it. Oh, thank you. At the Whitpain Tavern. So we all had our own personal little awesome music experiences. Marissa, longtime attendee of the Warped Tour, got to relive some of that. And then Casey goes to, has been to a gazillion Phish shows in his time, and but was important this particular weekend because some buddies of yours were getting together for an annual event.
I was so happy for all of you. You know, Marissa had posted a picture of her as a 14-year-old going to the Warped Tour. Casey, it's no secret you're a Phish fan.
Yeah.
So to have this troika of shows that you went to, and especially sort of to recapture some time with your college buddies was cool. And Preston, 30 years?
First paid gig in 30 years that I played with a band.
Yeah. These are all really kind of super cool things.
Yeah.
And each one of you seemed to have exactly what you wanted to get out of it.
Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I felt like a kid again. It was so great.
Yeah, who were the bands?
I mean, of course, it was like Warped Tour style where there was 50 some odd bands, but it was on the beach like it's never been before, and there was about 30,000 people on the beach. It was about a mile long.
Did you get caught in that storm? Because it poured down there.
Yeah. So day one during one of the sets, Kevin Lyman, who's the guy that created Warped Tour 25 years ago, came out and was like, guys, rain delay, everybody's got to leave. Please just walk out all the exits, everything that... like the entrances and everything that were not exits. He said, just everybody's got to go to the boardwalk. He, you know, go get some dinner, which was kind of nice.
Hey, 30,000 people, go find cover.
Kind of. That's crazy.
Go out to dinner.
But it was nice because you're right there on the boardwalk. It's right like in front of Bally's. So there's like tons
loads
of
casinos you can
to
get
go
into.
Yeah,
they love it when there's a rain tour attendees come in and flood. But listen, no, they can make a few extra bucks.
It poured. And so for about an hour and a half or so, it was called off, but then everybody came back in, and it was nice because the sun went away. We weren't all sweating and burning. I did get sunburned yesterday on just the right side of my body because I never put on sunscreen.
Who were the headliners, if you will?
So 311 played on Friday night. I'm sorry, on Saturday night. A Day to Remember played on Sunday. It was like A Simple Plan. It was The Offspring. It was Blink 182 played Enema of the State. They came out. Yep, they were the closing band last night.
Wow.
So they came out and played that, which is really cool. And I didn't realize it until about four songs in when my friend turned to me. He's like, is this like the entire album? And yeah, and it was really cool. But then there were some just, like, old punk bands, like H2O was playing, and the Scatolites, and Real Big Fish.
The Scatolites.
I remember Real Big Fish. Yeah, I don't remember those other two.
Yeah. And in super, like, awesome Warped Tour fashion, we, like, walk all the way to the end of the mile-long beach. You could go into the ocean. There had lifeguards there, so you could hang out there.
Cool.
But there was, like, all the band merch tents, and some of the bands were in the tents signing. There was one band name that I loved that was Stacked Like Pancakes.
Oh, I like that.
That's nice.
And Anti-Flag was signing stuff, and they were just kind of walking around. And there was, like, a Warped Tour museum where there was a photographer who's been shooting the Warped Tour for 25 years. And she put together all these, like, cool rancid
photos. That tour's been around for 25 years.
It blows my mind. Going away.
Jeez. That was the last one.
That was the last
one. Yeah, there was
right?
only three on this tour. There was one at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, one this weekend in Atlantic City, and they're doing one in California, and that's the end of it.
With 30,000, though, you wonder if they're going to go,
Yeah, I know.
Maybe we don't quite pull the curtain on this just yet.
Yeah. Maybe it'll be a new iteration in some sort.
Yeah, you know what?
The Florp tour.
No, they could do the Lollapalooza model and pick one spot and have it be a destination, you know, and with that many bands, you could pull something like that.
Because Lollapalooza used to be a touring festival.
Yep. And then it got to be a logistic nightmare.
Yeah, it was too much.
Yeah. But like I thought it was really cool that there were still new bands to discover. So I think there was one called like Pink Spiders or something like that. But they took the time to find these young bands to still put on like the small stages all over the place.
Okay. Nice.
It was just like everybody had their Vans shoes on the beach, and they were just like pouring out sand the whole time, and there was like, you know,
pouring sand out of the shoes.
Exactly.
I'm like pouring out sand
because you want to bring sand to the beach.
Yeah.
I brought my sand.
I brought my sand, guys.
And I brought water to swim in.
2 pounds of sand.
And I brought a casino with me. Yeah.
But there was like a skate vert ramp, so there was like skateboarders and BMXers like playing while H2O is right there. And
that used to be the whole. That used to be the whole vibe of it.
Yeah.
When did the van store in the KLP close?
I don't know.
It didn't close. The van store is still there. It's still there.
Like, how come? Where is it now?
It's upstairs across from H&M.
Oh. Well, then I don't, I just don't get up in that area.
And I think they team up with Journeys. Journeys is still around, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they're still, Journeys is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's two separate stores, though.
Yeah, because I actually noticed that the Warped Tour logo is the Vans Warped Tour sponsored by Journeys.
Okay.
So I think they're still doing well. Fun.
Yeah. Casey, you had 3 days.
Yeah. And I mean, one would think that 3 Phish concerts is a little excessive, but for anybody that doesn't know, like, you can go to 13 Phish concerts in a row and not hear the same song. So, you know, when you went to all three? I went to all three. So Phish has a song called Tweezer, and so they called this one the Threezer because it was 3 shows in Camden. And it's a little bit excessive, and I was going back and forth from the shores, you know, so after the show on Friday night, I went to Wildwood, watched my son play soccer, came back. So the big day was Saturday. I put together, sort of coordinated a college reunion of sorts.
A lot of people, it looked like.
It was a decent amount of people. But
I saw the picture on Instagram. It looked like you were having a blast.
It was a bunch. So, like, our sign, this is a small college, and so, you know, like, I was in a fraternity, but I hung out with other fraternities and other sororities. So there were like 4 different frat brothers there, and a bunch of different, you know, sororities and stuff like that. But, you know, this sort of came together. You know, we all lost a friend of ours suddenly a couple of months ago. And while I was at the viewing, I said, you know what, man, I really would like to see if I can get all of these guys together, because I don't want to just see all these people at sad times.
At funerals.
I want to have a really, really good time.
That's very cool.
Yeah. So I was able to coordinate it. And, you know, there's a guy who came down from Massachusetts, a dude who came from New York City and, you know, like Jersey. And it was just awesome. And then Saturday night show was just amazing. Friday night, I parked next to Tom Marshall. For those of you who don't know, he's like the main lyricist for the band. I sat in front of him last night. I talked to Trey's dad on Friday and last night. Like, it was like, you know, and then Saturday, I was like dancing. I would think I was telling you last night, Preston, like, yeah, I got a bum foot and I'm overweight. So, like, when they started last on Saturday night, I said, you know, listen, I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to sweat my ass off, and I'm going to dance for as long as my foot's going to allow me. And that ended up being all night. And I had so much fun. And like, everybody that, you know, I posted a picture on Instagram of, like, me and my friends. Like, it's funny. There's, like, there's a couple of doctors in there, a lawyer, like, teacher, you know.
An Indian chief.
But we were
16
all
people. It's a big crew.
No, that is awesome that you're able to pull that all together and do that, especially in light of what you had happen.
Yeah, and everybody was grateful that that it was put together. And the people that didn't make it were like, God damn, I should have went, you know.
Yeah.
So if or when Phish comes back next year, we're going to do the same exact thing. But, you know, I had so much fun. And for, you know, people that don't get it, the band, or you know,
they don't get it, but you, if they don't, they don't, but you do, and you did, and had a chance to immerse yourself, and it was, you recaptured a little bit of the past. And sometimes you go to these things, you build it so much up in your mind. Same with you, Preston. You know, you build things up in your mind after I'm gonna go for it, and the real risk factor is obviously, it's nowhere near what you hoped it would be, but it was exactly what you hoped it would be, and more.
There were moments, especially on Saturday night and first set last night, where I was like, I almost cried. I was so happy. Like, you
that's
know,
a
like,
good. That's a good
I,
thing.
I was like, oh my God! Like, I'm so like, I am full. I'm really full right
I'm
now.
I'm engorged.
I am totally, totally engorged right now. It's ridiculous. I'm a little embarrassed. I probably shouldn't have worn mesh shorts. But it was awesome.
When you're able to take in the moment as the moment is happening, that's the best. That's if you have a second to realize how great this is right now. For anything, then you've captured it. You've held on to it. You didn't let it get by you. You know.
So many times those things come. They sort of happen, and you're like, oh my God, I'm having one of those moments where you haven't planned it, so that you're ready for it. This you plan, and now so you Saturday night, Preston.
Well, wait. Before we do that, does Trey's dad always go to see him play?
So I saw him on Friday night, and I said, I'm gonna go. I go, congratulations on creating a wonderful human being. And I say,
thanks for the music.
Thanks for the music.
Yeah.
But I said, I think it's really
neat.
May
I shake your penis?
Preston, I don't know if he's at every show, but like every East Coast show, yeah. He's there. And it's the equivalent, I think, of like me going to my son's baseball game. And like, I wonder what he must feel as a father, as a parent, to see 30,000 people just lapping it up and applauding and having so much like organic, like real fun because of what his son has created. Like that's got to be so wonderful, you know, as a father.
Well, how many people show up to the softball games, to the baseball games for your son?
Yeah, about 30,000. Well, not 30,000. Somewhere like in the teens, okay. You know, like 17 people.
Right. But still it's cool.
But like, you know, but as a father, like, I totally understand, like, you know, that pride. Like, when my son gets a hit or he scores a run or, you know, makes a basket or whatever, like, that's, you know, on such a larger scale.
Did you get any contact info or where did you not want
to
be presumptuous?
We're going out to lunch today, as a matter of fact. We're going out to lunch today. It's going to be pretty great. No. And then Tom Marshall, who I was able to meet at the Man a couple of summers ago. You know, and I talked to him a little bit about, like, my favorite Fish lyric is, and it's kind of a weird one to be your favorite, but it was, when I heard it, I go, oh my God, I never thought about that. But it goes, each betrayal begins with trust. It's in that song, Farmhouse.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, that's so true. Like, you can't be betrayed unless you trust somebody first. So I asked him about that, and he told me, yes, I wrote that, and that, but he actually stole it from Nathaniel Hawthorne.
So Son of a bitch.
So when I saw him on Friday night, I go, hey, I talked to you about this. And, you know, you told me about Nathaniel Hawthorne. And he goes, I was just at Nathaniel Hawthorne's house. And so we had like a really fun moment with him on Friday night where he wasn't like, hey, beat it, nerd.
Yeah.
You know, he actually like engaged me in conversation.
Yeah.
But I was a little bit bummed out that everything came together on Saturday night because I wanted to see Preston play on Saturday night. Like, I was so happy for you that you were going to be – because you love playing music.
I do.
And I wanted to – and, like, I wanted to, like, be a part of that joy.
You went on at nine – what? You did it three sets.
I just want to let you know the pituation was there. In your stand. Yeah.
So you didn't need to go.
So it was like Casey was there. No, he's and immediately – I saw him, and that's what he said. He goes, hey! I was like, dude.
That's his calling card.
Totally.
It really
totally.
Is his calling card.
Hey! Yeah, dude, we ended up playing. We played three sets. We played at the Whitpain Tavern, which was this great little bar that I'd never been into in Bluebell, which I don't know why I'd never been there, but it was a lot of fun. And we ended up playing. I didn't know that we had to play till 1. I thought we were playing till midnight, but we played till...
Oh, well.
We played till 1, and... I was wiped out, dude. I was so freaking tired by the time we were done with that. But it was a lot of fun. It's funny because our guitarist, Mark, said to me before, we were just getting set up and people started filing into the area where we're going to play. And he looks at me, he's like, wow, it's MILF night tonight. there were tons of people. It was packed.
MILFs?
Yeah, it was packed with a lot of MILFs up front. That was nice to see.
Yeah.
My wife being one of them, she wasn't up front, but she was there, definitely.
That's my man.
Yeah. Did that do anything for her, like seeing you up there, you know, just rocking out?
I didn't ask. I had no idea. I didn't know. Of course it didn't do anything
for her. She was nipping big time.
I'm pretty sure.
She's like, oh, God, I'm so tired. When is this over?
Yeah, to be honest,
I just want to die.
I didn't even see her the whole time. Yeah. She was at, we have these six Swedish guys that are staying with us right now, so she was making sure that they were having a good time. And,
awesome.
And they had a table that was completely full. But it was packed. The bar was quite delighted by the amount of people that came in. And the door guy who works there, has been working there forever. He's like, he was going on. He said, you guys are probably the top two or three bands I've ever seen play here.
Oh, no, there you go.
I thought that was a bit much, but I thought that was really cool of him to say that. I think we did well, but you know, you can always
like,
do better.
Oh, stop.
We were having some technical problems, which made it frustrating, you know.
Think the audience picked up on it? Was just you guys being...
Maybe a little bit. I don't know. But it was enough that it was distracting and it was unfortunate because we really just wanted to have fun. We did have fun. But you want everything Perfect. Technical that you so you don't have to worry about it. So you can just dive into playing and having a good time.
You don't have roadies though, right? Like
no, we have a sound engineer who was okay. running the whole thing. We you know it's not a big enough operation.
The hunchback named Clump,
but he was having real problems and it was monitor issues. And for those of you who play music, you know that if you can't hear yourself or the other instruments or vocals, it's very very hard. To keep time with each other, to stay in key. And
in a loud room.
And do things like that. But the crowd loved it, man. I mean, they were singing along. I had this case, I did three big stick tosses that I just nailed.
And you caught them all?
Caught all three of them.
I'm not surprised.
I was pretty happy
Your
about
hand-eye
that.
Hand-eye coordination is out of sight, man. Hang on. I'm really good.
I'm going to go to Daryl, who was actually there, who's on the phone line. Hey, Daryl, how you doing?
How you guys doing, man? That freaking rocked.
Thank you.
That was awesome. I'm sorry I didn't get to stay for the whole thing. I had to go to work to make sure Jackie Bam Bam had his crackers stacked for him.
But, nice.
Yeah. Now, I did happen to catch most of that first set, and it just kicked butt, man.
Dude, thank you, Daryl. I appreciate that, bud.
Yeah, I really liked, you know, singing along to Sweet Caroline there, you know, while we
were
there.
Hey,
we didn't play Sweet Caroline. I just sang it because my daughter was there for the first couple songs.
No, oh, wow.
And then they, you know, they had to get the youngins out. But thank you, Daryl. Appreciate it, brother.
All right, you rock. Preston and Steve, you guys rock. Everybody rocks.
Thank you, man. So you have a big banner behind the band here. It says Saint on it. When was that whipped up?
That they've had it. I mean, the band's been together for years.
It should say, and Preston.
I'm the new guy.
Yeah. So, do you think the old drummer hates you?
Oh, I have no idea. Why?
He does. He got an email.
Yeah, I think he's really jealous right now.
Son of a bitch.
Well, all right, so how many
songs? I'm on the radio, so I can make him wait. I'll make sure people come down and finish it. I'll just talk about it on the air. Son of a rat prick.
He's a distraught drummer.
I dreamed of the Whitpain Tavern.
It's going to be my gig.
One day. I just casually say I'm going to be there on air. There's a radio chat.
You joke about the Whitpain Tavern, but I was really glad that it was that kind of establishment because I really didn't want to do the big stage and lights. And I'm just happy in the bar, people hanging out with the entertainment over there. That's
kind of looking, can focus, and
that level is fine with me, man.
Yeah.
You're not the background.
It's just fun.
Yeah, you're not the background, but also...
You're not the foreground.
You're not the foreground. I don't know.
Well, no. You're the in the ground.
No, when it's up on a risen stage or a stage that's up high. And it's just like every bit of focus is on you. And that's kind of nice, but it's a cover band. We're not, you know what I mean?
Yep,
it's just for fun and everybody to dance and have a good time.
When's your next gig?
Next gig, I think, is August 2nd, and it's at that one Center Square place, Casey.
East what?
Evansville?
What?
No, it's in Easton.
Is it Easton?
Two Center Square?
One Center Square.
One Center Square.
Wasn't the Center Square Paul Lynn usually?
Go to saint.com. I don't know if that's
when we get closer, I will get the official details and information.
I'll try to get out to that one.
Yeah.
It was really cool, and I had some telltale rookie signs of somebody who hasn't played in a long time. My calluses started coming back. And I've got a huge bruise on my left thigh.
From what?
That's from and I showed it to
from
Chuck.
All the oral the milfs were giving us.
Nice.
Their ears were bouncing off his thigh. Oh
no, I showed Chuck plays drums, and I go, dude, and I pulled up my pant leg, and I said, I got this. He goes, oh yeah, I know what that is. So when you hit the snare drum with your left hand, the butt of the stick sometimes will hit you in the thigh.
Oh,
geez. And so I was just, I was just pounding it all night long. I'm rocking out! I own you!
You played 3 hours of music? How many songs?
We did three sets. We did, I don't know how many songs were in the first set. It might have been like 14 or something like that in the first two sets. Yeah. And then
that's a lot of music.
Then the second one, it was starting to get late. And me and George, the singer's looking at me, he's like, I'm freaking exhausted. I'm like, I am too. We're like, let's just play like six or seven songs. I'm like, cool with me, man.
That's perfect. So we do have audio. I don't know what it's doing.
I am hesitant to play something I haven't heard yet.
Oh, man.
Do you want me to hit it?
Marissa sent it over.
Is it from somebody's phone?
Just play live at the Budokan.
Yeah, I'll play 15 seconds.
I don't know what this is.
I want you to want me.
We play that song.
Did you?
Yes. All right, here, I'll play a little
bit. Oh, nice.
Now, he's probably handing the mic over to somebody because people were all singing all night long.
Dude,
So
that's pretty cool.
Hear the crowd?
Yeah.
People were having fun. People were having fun.
I mean, somebody texted and said they couldn't get in. It was so packed.
No kidding,
like
really?
Yeah, so that's a good thing. There was a little line out the door when I pulled up with my equipment. I'm like, oh, awesome.
Did you have any moments where you thought, oh, my God, I'm having so much fun? Like,
yeah, I mean, yeah. The technical things were a bit to distract. But,
right.
Yeah, there were moments where I'm like, yeah, this is really good. This is fun.
I, you know, just, you know, with what was going on this weekend and, like, my son had a soccer tournament that he was playing in Wildwood. And so
it meant
really,
nothing.
No, it did. Oh, okay. It did. I got to see his first and third game. I missed the second game. But, like, I got to thank my wife because she let me do this. And not only that, but was, like, genuinely happy for me. Like, I texted her a picture last night of me sitting in front of this guy who writes all the songs for Fish. And she, like, loved an image, and she was like, I'm really genuinely happy for you. And, like,
that's how you know you have, that's the real love there.
You don't always get that support,
no.
You know? Like, I went to concert three nights in a row. Now, it's not like I go out all the time either, but, like, that, you know, that was pretty great. And, you know, so I got to thank my wife and also security at the BB&T. They're so good.
Yeah.
They really are because people are dancing in the aisle. So they go down. They try and, like, you know, keep a little bit of, you know, semblance to the aisle or whatever. But at the same time, they know people are just having fun, you know, so they allow everybody to have
fish
their
fans
fun.
Just want to have fun.
Well, fish fans
just
sometimes.
Like girls.
And girls.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They just sometimes they don't really care about your personal space, you mm-hmm. know.
Oh, my God, yeah. The one show, the mm-hmm. one fish show I went to. Same thing. I'm like, dude.
You're like, dude, this must
get out
sweet,
of my my mook.
Stop twirling.
Yeah. No, it's not twirling. It's, I mean, it's dancing, but it's like all over the
place.
Oh,
like undulating, like a seizure.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like a syncopated seizure. Yeah.
And the more room you have, like, the more, like...
The arms are flailing about
it's
when,
like
they, when they dance.
If you increase the size of the tank, you keep the alligator in, it will grow to the size of that tank, right?
Yeah,
so the more room you give a fish fan to dance, they'll use it.
I got to tell you, like, last night was great, but normally whenever I go to a show, like a concert, like, the tallest person in the world usually sits right in front of me, and
right.
it's, like, the worst. And then last night, nobody that tall sat in front of me. I was like, this is great. And then some J.O., walked in two rows in front of me and stood right in my Trey Anastasio sight line. He did not belong there. He totally just, I was like, oh, man, this guy and his, I took a picture of it. I'm like, this guy's big dumb head is blocking me from seeing Trey.
Yeah.
And then so I just kind of had to, like, move
should punch him.
I didn't know. That's not,
it's the, not the, that's
the
vibe
not
of
the
a fish show.
Way, Steve.
Yeah. No.
I wanted to, though.
Marissa.
Casey, welcome to my life.
Yeah.
I have never seen, I haven't seen a concert in 10 years. You go to the mall, you just don't see them.
These are short people problems.
Yeah.
Press, you wouldn't understand because you're so tall and handsome.
I was talking to a girl next to me, and we were just, like, chit-chatting because we, like, made friends because we couldn't see anything. And
I'm tiny, too.
Kind of. And then I took a photo, and I showed it to my friends of, like, my site, which is just, like, everyone's heads. And then I put my arms up to, like, see what it looked like compared to if there were clouds. Yeah. You could see the ocean and sand and all these people. But whatever, I see lights and sing along.
I see lights.
But when you fly on a plane, you're nice and comfy.
Yes,
so
exactly.
There you go. Yeah. We all got our little issues.
You can sleep anywhere.
I can't sleep in the overhead like you can.
That's right. But music-filled weekend, which is cool. And hopefully you got out and saw some live music or did something fun and entertaining. Marissa, hold on.
Oh, a ton of people came up to me, and I had to say hi to, like, all of the awesome people. Like, there was just such a great, happy atmosphere this weekend in AC. So hi to all you guys.
Nice. Excellent.
More podcasts from Preston and Steve available at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.